Hello, 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 mommies. Hello, what's up, what's up? And welcome to another episode of the Messy Mommies Podcast. I am your host, Brandy.
And I am Shantae.
Shantae, what's happening, baby?
Hi, had to take that little go for it, didn't you?
I did.
Throw a little jive.
You can't do nothing around black people,
boy. Were you a little thirsty?
Can't even drink no water. Goodness gracious. Shantae, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm sorry, guys. If you didn't know, I am black. She just threw it out there. I never let you guys know.
I don't think nobody ever questioned that, man.
Oh, they didn't.
Let me just say, I have to keep it real with y'all. Sky is floating around here, so if y'all hear her, forgive me, but she is floating around. Mommies, today on the episode, we want to talk about something that we all deal with and we are all trying to figure out how to deal with it. But before we jump right into today's topic, let's just take a moment and decompress. It's been kind of a weird week for me. What about you, Shantae?
It's been okay.
Tonight. It's been weird in the sense that it's been crazy busy for me. This week has been, man, I ain't even talked to you as much as I usually do this week.
Mm-hmm.
I've been really busy. Busy is good, though. Busy is good. Yeah. Messy Mommies is doing great. I got some other things going on, so busy is good. But let's just take a minute to take a deep breath and just kind of decompress before we chat it up, okay? So, mommies, deep breath in, inhale, and exhale. Whew, I needed that. All right, so, mommies, on today's episode, I know you see the title there. Let's just discuss coping with stress while mommying. I think that's something that we don't discuss very much, especially us as black women. We don't discuss it very much because we never really talk about the things that we're going through. We just go through it and we just deal with things, you know what I'm saying? But we don't really talk about it. We kind of push everything down and just keep moving and just deal with it. But today, let's talk about it. So when we're going through this journey of motherhood, you know, there's a lot of things that stress us out, right? And a lot of times people just think that everything we talk about or everything is revolved around our kids. But there are things that stress us out that has nothing to do with our kids. You know what I'm saying? But some mommies don't know how to separate that. And so their kids suffer. You know, like, prime example, they might have had a bad day at work. They boss stressing them out, but they come home and take it out on their kids. And their kids don't understand what's going on. You know, or it might be some problems in their relationship. It might be some problems in their marriage. Or, you know, if they're not married, just in a relationship period, it might be some problems. And mommy don't know how to deal with the stress of that. So they're taking it out on the kids. I think for me personally, it is very, 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 very vital that you keep your stress away from your child as much as possible. Let's remember, mommies, these children did not ask to be here. Okay. Now, I 100% recognize that those of you who have older children, your children might be the cause of a lot of your stress. Even some that have little kids though, because some that have little ones, you might be going through postpartum depression, you know, and that's stressful in itself too. There may be some things that have happened in your life that cause you to be stressed out. But I think that it is very vital that you try your hardest to keep your stress away from your children or keep those separate. Because what happens is once you start taking things out on your kids, I think that children become timid. They don't know what they can say and what they can't say. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't know what's wrong with you. They don't know when you're mad. You ever been around somebody that's talking and they be like, their mama always got an attitude?
Are you saying my mama always had an attitude when I was just... Sheena and I was thinking just from personal experience, she didn't always have an attitude, but when we were younger, but you could tell, like, sometimes she would take out her stress on us. She would, we didn't have no, like, mother who beat us and cussed us out and yelled at us. She never did any of those, but you could tell that she may have been frustrated that day, mm-hmm. and she just had short patience with us.
Mm-hmm.
So we could tell, they definitely can tell that.
Yeah, and then they have to, mm-hmm. they feel like they're walking on eggshells because they don't know what to say or what they can and can't say or what they can and can't do. Because they worried about making you upset. When at the mm-hmm. end of the day, your stresses have nothing to do with them. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like it's kind of unfair. You know,
I feel like it's an age. So, like how our babies are now, they're young, so they're not going to understand that. Hey, mommy had a long day. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm tired. I don't want to hear all that. I don't. But like when you're a teenager. Or when they're a teenager, become a teenager, or even, 10, 11, 12, excuse me, you can have those conversations. Look, baby, mommy had a long day at work.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy is tired.
Mm-hmm.
Can we take this conversation up tomorrow?
Yeah.
Can we deal with this tomorrow? Can mommy decompress? Because I think it's good to show children how to handle tough times at a young age so that they could figure it out themselves and not have to be at our age trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're your kid's first example for everything, mm-hmm. you know, and so you are teaching your child, and I believe it's especially so if you have the same sex child, right? So because I have girls, I think my girls are going to look at me to understand how to deal with a lot of stuff. I think it's the same who men have sons. Your sons are going to look at directly to their daddy to how to deal with stress or how to cope with stress. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, a lot of times people's excuses, well, my mama did such and such, or my daddy did such and such, you know what I'm saying? So that's why you have to be careful with what you do. Now, I understand, trust me. I understand how hard it can be to separate mommy life from everyday life, and the things that you might be going through every day or how they might cross with each other, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to take that, and that you have, like, it's, I can't express it enough. It's vital that you make an effort and try your hardest to keep them separate. You know, I've been more than transparent on the podcast about how my father passed away while I was pregnant with my second child. And so because of that, at the time, Skye had just turned 5, and so she didn't know, like, what was going on, you know what I'm saying? She didn't know. Of course, the child that I'm carrying don't know what's going on, but they can feel the energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can feel the energy. And so because of this, not only did I have to, like, almost put on a facade in front of Skye because she don't know what's going on, but then I also had to keep myself together because the child that I was carrying, I didn't want them to feel negative energy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so in that time I learned how to separate my stresses from mommyhood, you know. Have you ever dealt with anything that was traumatic that kind of forced you to learn how to separate your mommyhood from your stresses?
Not necessarily. I know when I was, I guess it's traumatic to not get paid.
Yeah.
So I know, you know how stressed out I was with my job. And it wasn't my job. It was the third party that they used when it came to my short-term disability for when I had Christian last year. But being at home working with a one-year-old and being pregnant. Now, my pregnancy was not bad at all. I've been blessed to have very good pregnancies. Mm-hmm. But it's just having to work. And when I work, I go above and beyond when I work, because I see the outcomes mm-hmm. and additional incomes from what I do. So I make sure I do what I'm supposed to do at work and do extra. And being at home and being pregnant and working with a mirror around, it was very stressful. And Jeremy was out. He had that one job, and then he ended up having to go on the road. And that I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. That's not a life I want to live with a spouse who got to be gone from the house, who mm-hmm. may be gone for days or a week at a time. I can't live like that. We've discussed that. But that to me was very stressful. And that 1 month I didn't get paid because it was a mix up on some craziness. But I've been working at State Farm. Well, I ain't never told y'all where I work. Surprise. I've been working there.
Girl, we're going to have to edit that out because they didn't pay us to put no plug in for them.
They ain't getting no plug. What they going to get from that? Nothing. I've been working there for 8 years. So I've had a steady income for 8 years. Yeah. And to not have one for a good month and a half, and I was pregnant and I was home with a one-year-old. I mean, it's nice. Thank God I had a spouse who covered it, but I'm... Brandon knows how I am. Yeah. I cover myself mm-hmm. at all times. Thank God I had him, but I just didn't feel good. That didn't feel good to me. Mm-hmm. So that was extremely stressful. And I'm talking about every time I talked to Signa on the phone, I was on the phone crying mm-hmm. every time. So that was pretty stressful.
So how did you deal with motherhood? What going through that with your 2-year-old?
He was one, but it was, I don't know. I definitely didn't take it out on him. I just stopped crying, shook it off, and went on about the day. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, it's going to get better. Obviously it's going to get better. This is not life. I'll be back to work soon. We'll get this stuff together. And it did, but excuse me, it took having conversations with my spouse about how stressed out I was, and I think that's what kind of helped, knowing that I'm not by myself mm-hmm. having to deal with it, and that I don't have to stress alone about family stuff mm-hmm. I think that's great, in having a family mm-hmm. and having a spouse with you. So I mean, I don't know if it really affected me too bad as a mother, because I kind of was like, okay, let me shake this off and mm-hmm. get back to dealing with him.
I mean, but that's what we do. That's just what we do in general, though. That's what mothers mm-hmm. do, period. Like, we just shake stuff off and we keep moving, you know? Whether it's almost like it doesn't matter how it affects us. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, we don't have time to be affected. Mm-hmm. We don't have time to be in our emotions. We don't have time to be affected. And so I think something that has been very important to me is taking that time and feeling those emotions. Do it when your kid is not around, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And allow yourself to feel those emotions and stop being so damn strong all the time. Like, why? Why are we so strong all the time? Like, we built strong. We know we gonna get up, fix our crown, and keep it moving, because that's what we do. So mm-hmm. it's okay. Like I had to tell myself, it's okay to feel these emotions. Just don't feel them in front of your kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, have your moment, fall apart, sit in your bathtub and cry, because you deserve that. But mm-hmm. get up, fix your crown, and keep going. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so, because it's not these children's problem, fault, issue, or nothing, none of that, you know. Mm-hmm. Now let's just talk about when a child is the problem.
I don't know, talking about my kids are perfect.
Because I know when I hit about 14, between the ages of 14 and 16, between the ages of 13 and 15, I probably caused my mom a lot of stress. I probably did. I probably caused my daddy a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. Because I was just doing the most. I just was doing the absolute most. You know, around that age, trying to be grown and all that stuff. I just was doing the absolute most. And so, one of the things about my parents that I love is my parents, we've always had a very open and honest relationship, right? Mm-hmm. So, even when I have done something that they're not proud of, they never turn their back on me or they never down me or talk to me crazy or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They just let me go through my experiences. So, though I was stressing them out while going through my experiences, they were still there. So, I think that mothers who have older children who are stressing them out, simply don't let them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
be them. So, how do they not let them? Because I know for me, and I'm not... I said this before, and Brandy has something smart to say. I didn't stress my mother out. I was too scared of her to stress her out. So I stayed on the right track, mm-hmm. until I got out of her house. I mean, even still, I have never been in trouble or anything like that. But my sister, my sister stressed my mother out.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to not, because they're your kids and you want what's best for them, but you got to let them live their life too, and you have to let them learn their own lessons too. You know what I'm saying? And if they 17, 18 years old and they doing wrong, they know right is right and wrong is wrong. And so you have to support them as much as you can in the right that they do, and in the wrong that they do, they let them have it. You made those decisions.
But just from my sister, it's a breakthrough. Just learning from my sister, it's a breakthrough. It don't last always.
Yeah.
You're gonna try to figure out, when is it gonna end? When is this child gonna cooperate with me? When is this child gonna just at least listen to what I done told her? But they do it in their time, not yours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I do understand what you mean when you say, don't let it stress you out. Because eventually, I mean, how many times you gonna have to, how many times?
I know.
So eventually, right? It's gonna be, see, like,
even when you see kids that was like, let's say you seen kids that was like super bad all through their teenage years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then when they turn like 30 or something, they a completely different person. Mm-hmm. Completely different person. Because like you said, in due time, they'll get it. Yeah. They'll get it in due time. Let's just hope for the best and that they don't be in prison when they get it. Because of the decisions that they make. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's why open conversations, like being open and being honest about things and not trying to shield them from things. Be real with your kids. Look, son, if you do A, B, C, D, and E, F, G, you might end up in jail for a long time. Don't do that. You know? Don't do that. If you do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you might have a baby out here. You might pop up pregnant. You know, like, have those honest conversations. I think a lot of times we try so hard to shield our kids from everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, we try to protect them too much and shield them from things that we're not being honest with them about what the real world is until that happens.
No, I'm not with that at all.
Yeah, and then now you backtracking and now you're trying to play catch up, but it already happened. You should already have those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I do believe that there's an age level for different conversations that you have, but ultimately at some point they need to be had.
I think you want to catch things before their friends put things in their head. A lot of kids learn from people at school, mm-hmm. or their cousins, or you know, people who they're around, and these people don't know nothing and giving them the wrong information.
They trying to figure out.
So I definitely want that open communication with my children to say, hey, come to me with anything. Don't be scared to ask me about anything. Sex, drugs, anything that you're curious about, because if I don't know the answer, I'm going to go find the answer for you. I'm not somebody who just going to guess, because I want you to be out here with the best knowledge that you can get.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe, okay, so listen, we're having open and honest conversations with your kid and giving them that free space to be able to come speak to you about whatever it is that they're dealing with. Do you believe that you should have a friendship with your children?
Yes.
So you know that they are, the reason I ask that is because I didn't have come, you know, I talk to a lot of mommies all the time. I didn't have a lot of conversations with mothers who be like, we not friends, I'm your mom and that's it.
No.
We not friends, you do what I say do. Let me tell you something. This very moment, my mother is one of my very best friends, right? One of my very best friends. She is. Like any relationships, there are times where I get on her nerves and she get on my nerves, you know? And what we do, we get off the phone for the day and we talk again tomorrow.
Right.
You know? But because my mother, and before my dad passed away, my dad was one of my best friends too. Because they allowed me to have that open conversation with them and them open relationship without judging me, without bashing me, without making me feel less than, or without coming at me with that authority, like with the authority conversation, like, you do what I say do and that's just it, you know? And when you have that, when you have that open and honesty with your kids, it makes them want to come talk to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But don't get me wrong, there are boundaries, right? So I might say something to my mother. I'm gonna tell my mother if I was to be pregnant again. Yeah, I'm gonna tell my mother I'm gonna be pregnant, but I'm not gonna tell my mother every position I had sex in when I got pregnant. Boundaries, right?
Ma'am, I didn't know that's what you were gonna say.
Don't act, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Boundaries, right? If me and my husband go out and have a date night, I might just tell her we going on date night. I'm not gonna tell her every single aspect we did while we had date night. That's none of her business. Right. I'm grown and there's boundaries, you know? As grown as I am, I don't curse when I speak to my mother unless I'm super upset. Now, if I'm super, super mad, I might let a couple things fly out, but I don't curse too much, period, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you talk to me all the time. But if I'm highly upset, but when I'm speaking to my mother, because I have respect for my mother, I don't curse at all, period. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm really, really there, because that's the boundaries. Like, it still has to be a respect level. So you can still be friends. You can be friends with your parent as long as you have those boundaries.
Yeah, I wasn't friends with my mom when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel comfortable coming to her about anything because I was scared of her. She led with, you know, religion and don't do this, don't do that. And that made me too afraid to come to her for some things. Now I'm grown, I can say and do whatever I want to do, and I let her know. Because you're not going to whip me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Quita, I know you're listening. But yeah, so that teaches me that I want to have a different relationship with my kids.
Because I'm sorry, but let me just say this. With growing up being scared of your mother, did you feel like you had to sneak around?
No, I didn't sneak around either.
Didn't do nothing.
I didn't, and I got made fun of for that too. Like, I couldn't. Now, this is something that I would do as well, because I think about safety. Like, my mom didn't let me ride in a car with nobody. Like, teenagers who just got their license and they driving. Mm-hmm. She took me where I needed to go. And I didn't get my license to let her on. But that's something that I would want for my kids as well. Because it's too many people dying because of reckless driving. And these kids recklessly driving. I would probably do that as well. But I had some friends who wanted to pick me up. And we were going to go somewhere. And my mama thought she wanted me to go. Excuse me, she wanted me to go, but she just could not get over them picking me up to take me nowhere and mm-hmm. bringing me back home. She could not get over that. So she was like, no, you're not gonna go. I was so upset, but today I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that it's a safety thing and you want, you know, do the best for your child. Like, if something was to happen and I may have needed to drive, I didn't have no license or no learners to drive or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be a reason why I am like I am today, because I prefer to drive wherever I go. I don't like being nobody passenger, even with Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like being nobody passenger. I like being in control of the car because I know I drive safely. So it may have set me up for now.
Issues, and you might have to look into that. You might have to unpack that a little bit. That might be deeper.
I've been in cars with people and just have not felt safe. Mm-hmm. So I mean, some people just drive very reckless to me. Mm-hmm. And just that's just what that is. And I've been in accidents with other people who were at fault. Mm-hmm. Like I'm in a passenger seat and been in accidents with people and getting hurt because mm-hmm. of their reckless driving.
Yeah.
So no, that. But I understand that, and I do feel like children shouldn't be driving children, honestly. Mm-hmm. Unless you're really, really a good driver. But I mean, that's a whole nother conversation.
Right.
But yeah, I was scared, and I just led off with, "Ooh, she might catch me, so let me not do this." Ooh.
Your mother was parenting you the way that she was because she had so much stress she was dealing with y'all growing up, or do you think that's just the way she parented outside of her stress?
I would say outside of her stress.
Outside of her stress.
I don't think her stress had anything to do with how she parents it. I think she really thought some things through when it came to our safety.
Yeah.
How old was your mother when you were born? 19.
Oh, okay.
19.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she it was just a safety thing, and like spending the night at people's house, I rarely ever did that. And mm-hmm. that's something that I'll do too. You mm-hmm. said the same thing. That's something that I'll do too. You never know what's going on at people's houses.
Especially
you never know what type of visitors they have. Right.
Things are different these days. See, back in my day when I was a kid, mm-hmm. everybody would watch the kids. It wasn't like it is now.
But it was now cousins and going to my grandma's house, that's a different story. But friends, going to friends' houses, no. And I mean it ain't different. I would say it's pretty much the same on how sneaky pedophiles come up on folks.
Yeah.
Back then and now.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So back to our topic. Yeah, I don't think my mother coped with, I don't think she led with her parenting from her coping with stress. I think she was in certain situations, I think she thought about it, and that's just how she wanted to parent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's what you choose. I don't have to like it. I'm safe. I'm a very smart individual. Yeah, you know, I turned out all right. So I don't shame her for how she parented, but you know, you want to do things different. The goal is always, you said this the other day, the goal is always to be better than your parent, or your parents' goal is always for you to be better than them.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
Mission accomplished,
y'all.
Yeah. Torture. I mean, you know, some things are going to happen. Some things are inevitable. You're going to be stressed at some point. But just remember, it's how you deal with that stress that's important. How is your children seeing?
Oh, sorry. I was about to say, so when do you realize that you're stressed out?
I think you realize you're stressed out when you feel completely overwhelmed. One of the key factors of someone that is stressed out is being real short-tempered. If you're easily angered, if you are easily upset, if you feel like you quick to be combative with things, then you're probably stressed out. You probably are mm-hmm. overwhelmed and got a lot going on. And at that point you might need to take a breather, you know, because mm-hmm. you can only deal with so much for so long before you blow up. Kapow!
But I think that's where your spouse comes in, especially when it comes to parenting. You'd be like, hey babe, I need a second.
Sister,
you know what I'm saying? I need a second. I'm speaking on our situation for now. But when your spouse come in, you'd be like, you need a second. And if you don't have a spouse, if you have somebody in your life who can take the kids for an hour mm-hmm. or so,
yeah,
just be like, I need a second. I just need a second.
That's where you have to be honest with yourself mm-hmm. at, you know? And that's what I was saying earlier. Like, it's nothing wrong with not being strong for a while. When my little cousin passed away, you know how hard that was for me, right? And I'm still dealing today. But when it happened, one of my good friends, I call her my sister, she called me and she said, "Brandy, do you need me to come get the girls for you just so you can have some time to cry?" Mm-hmm. Like, those are the type of people that you need to make sure you have in your life, because those are key people who are going to help you be successful with your motherhood journey. Because you do need those moments. You don't have to be strong all the time. Especially us as women, we're built strong, right? We're gonna always be all right. Don't get me wrong, we're gonna always be all right. So whatever you're feeling in that moment, whatever is stressing you out, feel it in that moment and then move on from it. So if you need to take your kids to their grandmother house, to their daddy house, go away from your house and go on a drive while they stay home with their daddy, whatever you need to do to have some you time to release that stress, mm-hmm. so that you're not taking it out on them, then that's what you have to do. Because it's not fair to take it out on them, because 9 times out of 10, unless they are older children, they're not the causes of your stress.
Yeah, because these kids don't know what they're doing.
They don't know.
I know for me, I was feeling overwhelmed about a month or two ago. Mm-hmm. And I told my manager, me and my manager are pretty cool. He was like, we have this thing called LifeWorks with our job who provide assistance. Mm-hmm. So they have counselors on call to talk to you if you need it. So I was just telling him, I didn't go into detail with him. I was just like, I just feel overwhelmed. Like, I'm usually able to handle X, Y, and Z with no problem. But this week, I feel overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. What you wanted to accomplish so much, and you just trying to make sure you do everything within the 24 hours Lord gives you, mm-hmm. the Lord gives you, you just don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. So he was like, just go talk to somebody. So I talked to somebody. I talked to them. Somebody got on the phone and talked to me for an hour. Mm-hmm. And it feels good to talk to somebody who knows nothing about you. Mm-hmm.
Who That's can... why I promote 100% therapy. I promote it. Mm-hmm. I promote it. I will always encourage mothers to get in therapy, because they will help you unpack things that you didn't even know you needed to be unpacked.
Yep. So it gave me, like, it was just like a woosah. Okay, I can breathe now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because ain't gonna be too much of me having to tell Brandy, girl, XYZ, XYZ, XYZ. Tell Jeremy, XYZ, XYZ, XYZ. I know. Tell Jamie, XYZ, XYZ, my mama, my brother, my sister. You know what I'm saying? Making my rounds. And I'm like, I still don't feel better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it took me to talk to somebody. And I was like, okay, because they're professional. They know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
They know how to lead you in a certain direction.
And when you're talking to your family or your homegirl or whatever, and we only can say so much. You know what I'm saying? Because we're not professionals. I'm not going to tell you, well, have you thought about what happened when you were 3 and how that might affect you? I'm not going to say that.
Right.
I'm going to say, look, sis, what you need today? What you need me to do today so that you can get through today? You know, I'm not going to be thinking.
Or you like me, I don't really give too much advice. I just let you talk because I don't know.
Yeah.
I know my friends and I'm like, they'll get through it. I can't give you too much advice. I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't know if I'm going to say what I'm going to say going to come out stupid or insensitive. So I'm just going to always be able to let you talk as long as you need to talk. As long as you need to talk, I'm going to sit there. I'm not going to judge you. I'm just going to be quiet and be like, dang.
Wow. Man.
Yeah, that's me. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Dang.
That's it. That's all you going to do.
But I think I do people the way I want to be done, mm-hmm. because I'm not big on outside influence or outside opinions on what I'm doing, mm-hmm. unless I ask you. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna either say, hey, I'm gonna say, hey, da 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 is going on. All right, bye. That's all I needed. Or I would be like, girl, what you think?
Right.
What you think I should do?
She will too. She'll tell you, call me in a heartbeat and be like, look, tell me what you think about this.
All right, bye. You know what I'm saying? But it's either one of the two. I don't call to get
validation
at all, because you know I make my own decision when I want to make it, how I want to make it. I don't care. It was something I was talking to my homegirl about this. I saw like a meme or something, and it said, when you talk to people and you're about to let off on people, like you're about to tell them what's going on with you, make sure they have that room in their head or their room in their heart to receive what you're about to tell them. Make sure what you're unpacking on them will not add stress to what they already have going on. Because you don't want to be that extra burden. Of course, you're no burden on me. I don't feel like I'm a burden on you. And the same with my family and my friends who I speak with. But I also pick and choose what I may need to say, because you may have just told me you got something going on. So why would I sit here and sit and throw everything on you when you just told me you got something going on? Today, not the day. Yeah. Read the room, sis.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Understand it, because if I called you and you like, hey, girl, all right, girl, what you need? What's wrong? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, what's wrong or something? Or I might come off and tell a joke or something.
Yeah.
And lighten up the conversation. Read the room. Don't put all y'all issues on your friends and family, because they have their own. Mm-hmm. We know. I don't think my family or my friends love me any less if they don't have the capacity to take on my ish. I'm not that sensitive to feel that way.
And it's true, because sometimes you don't even realize that stuff that you be saying can be a trigger for that person that you love. You don't even realize it. Like,
excuse me.
You know, like, I have to be careful with So me personally, I only have a select few people that I tell my business to, right? Very select few people. Shante, my mama, my best friend Lala, my sister Makita. My husband don't count because he's here going through with me.
I'm about to say, they don't count.
That's five people. Those five people are the only five people in my life that I share like every aspect of my life with. Right? I'm very, very close to all five of these people. Very close. And all five of these people share their life with me as well. I call them for advice, they call me for advice. I call them to vent, they call me to vent. Now, when I care so much about these people, and I know that these five people have my best interest at heart, when I am calling these people, I need two things. I need confirmation and I need validation, right? I need confirmation that I'm not tripping about whatever this is, because these people, I know that they would be like, "Be you tripping?"
And most of the time, they're gonna be honest, you're not tripping.
They're gonna be honest with me if I'm doing too much, or if I'm tripping, or if I'm like, you know. So I need that validation, and then I need confirmation. Yeah, you should have acted the way that you did, or you shouldn't have acted the way that you did, or you know. And I trust these five people's opinions. And it's very important for me. But because I have five people, these five close people, I don't need nobody else. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't need nobody else. Yeah. I can't take on nobody else's problems. I got my five that I'm here for, and they here for me. And so sometimes even like just walking by, or, you know, you have associates though too, right? So even with just hearing my associates' issues, it can be draining.
Yeah.
It can be draining, you know, especially when you're going through something yourself. Like, I had a situation where this, I'm not going to go too far into detail, but this baby said something that really triggered me. And I didn't even know it was a trigger for me. I didn't even know that it was a trigger until this baby said it. Now, I know that this baby didn't intentionally try to trigger me, but it just showed me that I got some work to do, right? I'm like, I need to call my therapist, because I got some work to do, because I didn't even know that hearing this was a trigger for me. And so I think I'm still at capacity right now. I still can't, if you ain't my five people, I can't take no more.
Yeah.
I ain't got no room no more.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think because I'm trying to decide if I've ever been like a yes person, and I don't think I have. I haven't been. No, I'm not gonna do nothing I don't want to do.
Yeah, you don't. Have
as I think
people
about
around
it,
you though.
I don't. You said what?
And you don't have yes people around you though.
Right. But I'm thinking, like, I'm trying to make sure, like, have I ever been in situations with anybody around me, past friends, who have put me in positions to not, that I feel obligated to do something when I really didn't want to do it. And I can't recall. You know what I'm saying? I all I know is, if I don't feel comfortable with doing something, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, flat out.
And that's something that helps me not add on any additional stress, because I'm not putting myself in a situation where I don't want to do nothing. My mom has these events and she's like, Shantae, you want to talk, you want to speak? No.
Yeah,
I don't. I'm not that person. I could talk to Brandy all day. We on this here podcast in our own homes. You know what I'm saying? But excuse me, my 2-year-old is going buck wild at the door knocking. But I don't, and I think that helps relieve stress. Don't do something you really don't want to do.
Yeah,
because I think that a lot of people do that. I got to do this for my home girl. I got to do this for my sister. I got to do this. Oh man, I got to do this. Don't do that. Don't add that additional stress on, including into your life with your mommy life and things like that. Just say no.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice. That's good. That's good stuff, girl. Thank you. Well, let's face it, mommies, truth be told, we are all a mess somehow, some way, but we make it look amazing. Okay,
hide and all.
We do it. So keep pushing, mommies, keep striving. Don't give up, even if you're stressed out, mommies. Don't give up. Talk to a therapist, call your homegirl, tell your mama to come get your kids, leave your kid at home with your husband and go take a drive. Whatever you have to do for you to be okay, just don't give up, mommies. And just keep doing your very best. Listen, I promise you, if you keep doing your very best, it will be enough. It will be enough. Your kid is gonna love it. All right? And remember, do something nice for yourself this weekend, because why?
You deserve it.
Yeah. Bye, mommies. Talk to you later.
Bye.